This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, with the beginning, before we begin, you would remind me that there exists, would you have to be involved in this situation with that valid communication, or that telepathic interaction, and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you want to refer to as that higher self or that form of consciousness that you are. Many times, once again, you will find as well the information that you receive through that telepathic exchange. Many times, it's much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than this information. We attempt to express to you the limited use of the vocabulary, so we would encourage you to close your eyes and alter your consciousness and enter into that fact that you refer to the methods to participate in that silent communication. And once again, as well, you will find as a result to the energy that you have created in this device, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and to express the intent to take advantage of the energy that you enjoy and to participate in that experience. But there's always, of course, the trust of your heart, absolutely. Now, you what you are to refer to is a vibrational level. It's a terminology we use because it's the closest to coming to describe what is the vibrational level that you are experiencing and being detected. You can call it a plane of existing if you wish. You can call it whatever terminology you feel comfortable in applying it to. We use the term vibrational level because, once again, it becomes the closest for us to be able to give you a description of what it is that you experience and what it is that you are utilizing to create this reality in this vibrational level that you just exist. We exist in a vibrational level, and it is quite similar in many ways to all of the vibrational levels that exist through all of creation. The multitude of vibrational levels that are the number is limited. Vibrational level is used to exist in our level is really unique because in your vibrational level, you choose to put in time what we like to refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy. Or a variation sometimes. So called new agers would refer to it. An electromagnetic type of energy. There's limits. Many various activities that you can participate in. That exist in this vibrational level. To limit on your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to put in place this being of this electromagnetic type of energy to hide from the truth of what it is and who it is and that you truly are. And you maintain this particular or electromagnetic energy through all of the various levels of consciousness that you experience. you continue to exist in this vibration level. But you can choose your waking consciousness state or into a metastatic state for those of you who take the past in that altered state of consciousness, or in a deep dream state, or indeed what we refer to as a between incarnational state, will you die? In other words, you continue to exist within this vibrational level, however at those various levels of consciousness that you pass through, this then becomes weaker, which has less influence on your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It also allows you to experience alterations in your belief systems that you hold and participate in while you're in your own state of consciousness. This electromagnetic art of energy also limits the ability for any other entity that is existing outside of your vibrational level to influence or create the reality that you experience while you're in your vibrational level, or in any other vibrational level as far as that's concerned. So there is no entity that is creating your reality that exists outside of your vibrational level. Existing outside of your vibrational level, you have the desire to alter or to change your reality, or to influence your decision. The reality that you experience in this vibrational level is your creation. Absolutely. So the Veda has a huge impact upon what it is that you experience in vibrational level. It is, once again, it's the strongest in your so-called religion consciousness that where you could impose this belief system that you're not in control. Where you believe that there are outside influences that have the capacity to have an impact upon your reality based upon your day-to-day activity. You have the ability to set aside the responsibility or the acceptance of the responsibility to this reality that you experience while you are in that awakened consciousness. That's your choice. We will talk about that in a few moments or two of the rest of that statement. When you are in this vibrational level, the reality that you experience is the result of the belief systems that you hold. You, while in this vibrational level, hold what we refer to as a human consciousness belief system that time and space exist. It is one of the human conscious belief systems that you choose to believe in deeply and drive that makes it seem real, existing within your awakened consciousness state, and makes it appear that it's out of your hands, that it's out of your control, that it's something that is unfolding in some powerful manner, and that you are somehow subjected to experience, be it what you refer to as a desirable or a less desirable experience. So you believe in time and space. Once again, human consciousness belief system. We would suggest that many of your so-called large objects would fall under that category of human consciousness belief systems. But time and space is the one that has a profound effect on many of the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. For example, you believe that you are born, that you go through a process of evolution where you pass from infancy to adolescence to adulthood and eventually you die. That's the progression that led to your belief in time and space. One of many. And yet, time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your belief system in this vibrational level. So, because of your belief in time and space, you hold this concept that every reality that there exists of somewhere outside your actual level. In the actuality is the state of existence in the time and second class, time and chance or intrusionary. Well, I use these energies. This is fact. All of the radio waves that you are absolutely certain exist within your atmosphere at the same time in the same set. Yet you do have a capacity through various instrumentations to tap into various frequencies, tap into the one that you desire to experience. You know absolutely that you are willing to see all the realms that are existing in the same time and same space. So you exist in that vibration that's similar to your radio frequencies and airwaves are existing in space and time and space, and yet you choose to focus on tapping into this vibration by eliminating your conception and perception of all the rest. So you exist in the belief system of time and space that only exists. This is illusion. Time and space are relevant to your belief systems. And they're not real. They're illusionary. And so it leads to the concept of many experiences that you have in this so-called vibration of living that you are making consciousness into are illusionary. They are based upon these belief systems. Which is a human consciousness belief system, which are the ones that you all agree to participate in. You all agree to put in place to sustain. And then you have what we refer to as a societal belief system. And in the societal belief systems, it's much easier to change. These are different societal belief systems depending upon your various position upon your own system. Your various beliefs. What society and how society should function. Then you have your personal belief system. Human consciousness belief systems are very difficult for you to change. Very difficult to step out of, for example, this belief that it's necessary for you to consume in order for you to sustain your existence. Difficult for you to leave that it's possible for you to exist on your so-called earth system without utilizing and consuming oxygen, a human consciousness belief system. Societal belief system is much easier for you to alter. You can become quite familiar with the various societal belief systems that exist right within your earth system. And then there's the personal or individual belief systems, perhaps the easiest of all for you to alter. The way that you choose. It becomes difficult for you to grasp to understand that many of these local personal belief systems are lost to human consciousness belief systems and to a certain extent the societal belief systems are put in place in altered states of consciousness. Many of them are chosen and put in place in your so-called between incarnation when you're dead. And we're going to see now, once again, what it is this passage of time that you went through an incarnational period and then you die and then you return and go through another incarnational period. Although it's really not the way. We go through all of your life and all of that to next and we use that energy in the ascension that it's real. So you between the incarnational steps you die, and the ones that you choose to return, is during that state, many times, if you make choices, various realities that you choose to experience in that incarnational period. And you have rejected that many times, those beliefs and those possibilities experiences for you to have in a particular incarnational period are stored in your DNA. In through your choices and decisions, through your beliefs, through your attitudes, through your thoughts and feelings, you actually alter the energy that surrounds the DNA. And many times, you have the capacity and you actually do the DNA component of DNA to have various activities, and you change it from being a possibility into a probability. So something that was simply a possible experience that may happen within a particular incarnational period, now as a result of the activities that you've been involved in, as a result of your choices and decisions, particularly your beliefs and attitudes, you alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and you change that from being a possibility into a probability, and you bring it into your reality and your experience. It's a valid action of the belief or the belief system that you choose to put in front of you. Many times you have chosen in what we refer to as again as that between incarnational states, and it's very difficult for you to get a grasp and understand what that belief is. Many times the reality that you are experiencing is what you like to refer to as a negative experience. And it becomes very difficult to accept that at some level of your consciousness, you not only hold the belief that you have the capacity to experience that particular reality, but that you actually made the choice to put in place the belief system that allows you to experience that reality. And so to act your reality, we use an incarnational period as an aggregation. We act as incarnational period. You have put in place belief systems many times that afterwards it is once again your DNA, and many institutions create various levels of consciousness while you are participating in that particular incarnational period. It is very difficult to give an explanation because you see, you believe in time and space, so there really is no time and space. That's an illusion. You were trying to base an explanation on an imaginary reality where an imaginary belief system doesn't really exist. It becomes very difficult. Similar analogy that all of these subtraction levels are existing within the same time and same space. So it is if all of your incarnational periods are existing within the same time and same space. You choose, as a portion of the multidimensional personality that you are, to be tapped into this particular incarnational period where you are involved in various levels of consciousness in this incarnational period. Your consciousness that you are, you're aware of all the other incarnational periods as well. And when you are in those incarnational periods, likewise, you believe that that's it. That's the real one. And it's no more reason, and no less reason than this one. And they all exist within the same time and space and space. And as a result of that existing within the same time and same space, the choices and decisions are made at the level of consciousness from which you create that reality can and does affect all of your incarnational periods simultaneously. The truth is very different, so once again, to give you an accurate explanation, it is based on an illusionary reality on your belief in time and space. You see, the fog of consciousness that you are is aware of this reality creation process. You choose to hide from that understanding into various levels of consciousness while you're in this vibrational level, and while you are in all the other incarnational periods that you're experiencing within this vibrational level in the same time and same space. The fog of consciousness that you are it's who and what you truly are. You cannot lose your connection with that stock of consciousness. You cannot lose that connection with your spirituality. It's what and who you are. question of this reality that you are experiencing. It's not just whether or not the reality you experience is right or wrong. Right or wrong is an awake human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level of a mature creation reality. And so you see, when you hold the belief that a belief is created and experienced in your awakened consciousness state in this reality, the stack of consciousness that you are rejoices at that creation, regardless of whether you in your awakened consciousness state look at that as being either a negative or a positive experience. I wish I didn't have to have this experience. Why did I ever become involved in this type of a reality? You're suggesting that I've created this. How would I be responsible for that? And yet, this type of consciousness that you are rejoices in this creation as a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, as a validation of your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you truly desire to experience. Without judging whether there's right or wrong, what gives to you the joyously and from a position of absolute and unconditional love that which you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state, that you look upon it and judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or undesirable, and really all of them when so many in your awakened consciousness state, when you're experiencing a reality that you believe is something that's desirable, oh, I really done well in this creation, I love this particular experience, then you have no problems at accepting the responsibility, or at least to some extent, accepting the responsibility that is the result of your choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings that you are experiencing that reality. The spark of consciousness rejoices regardless of how you perceive it in your so-called illusory consciousness. The spark of consciousness that you are creates this reality. It does so from a position of absolute unconditional love. It does so without judging whether it's right or wrong. It gives you exactly what you desire based upon your beliefs, your trust, and decisions. And it does so a position of absolute unconditional love and trust in the creation process. And so, you exist in this vibrational level. In your existing, in this vibration level, you provide a magnetic type of energy and a magnetic capacity to understand who you truly are. Not only does it limit your capacity to understand what and who you truly are, it limits your capacity to understand the methods, if you wish, the process by which you create this reality. When you don't believe that you're in control, when you don't believe that it's within your capacity to create this reality, then it's much easier to experience very intense range of emotions and feelings. You see, to use another analogy, it's like entering into a theater. You sit in your chair in the theater and you watch a projection, a twisted light at the screen. You go through various emotions. In the amount of time that you're sitting in the theater, you can portray an experience on your so-called screen. The passage of time in that particular instance, in the portrayal of whatever it is that you're not experiencing. Time is an illusion. It doesn't exist. Within a short period of your so-called real time, you can actually experience the lifetime of whatever the story is that's being portrayed on the screen. So you watch the projection. You understand that it's someone else's projection. It's someone else's imagination that is being dragged. And yet you can experience the various emotions and feelings from one end of the spectrum to the other within a very short period of time while you're sitting in that movie theater. And just when you leave, you understand that it was an illusion. So the emotions and feelings don't have the effect that you have when you experience the real world. When you step outside of that center in your brain and you become that real and you're back into this real life. You need to see in this real life in your waking consciousness state that you don't understand that it's an illusion that you are experiencing in that future. That it's a validation of your beliefs. It's a validation of what it is that you choose to desire. But illusionary nonetheless. Now illusionary does not mean that it's insignificant. Yes, it is not. This that rational government that you're existing in is rather unique in that there is significance in the actions and feelings and in this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Absolutely. But nonetheless, it was an illusion. What makes it real is what it implies, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what they truly are, and you all must be the entity that's in control. The reaction of this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness that. So, this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness that is an illusion. It is, in fact, the most illusionary reality that you will experience through all of your levels of consciousness. It is very difficult for you to maintain. Take a tremendous amount of energy to you to crush the reality in your awakened consciousness and it takes a tremendous amount of energy for you to remain in that awakened consciousness state. And so you do not remain in your awakened consciousness state. And in fact, it will be sad that you know you cannot sustain in that state. At some point you will feel your consciousness go into a deep dream state. And you also realize that at some point you will alter your consciousness one step farther and go into what we refer to as the dream incarnation. You will, in your so-called awakened consciousness, die. You'll die. You simply alter your consciousness into a different state. You'll die. You perhaps, for the benefit of the other individuals that continue to exist in this vibrational universe, you perhaps no longer exist in a particular incarnation period in this illusionary reality. But you don't die. You enter into a between incarnational status. Now, again, it becomes difficult to give an action of the process that you went through. When you read your awakened consciousness state, the reality that you actually experience is the validation of beliefs and belief systems of yours. The human consciousness and society and the individual belief systems all interacting with each other to create a reality that appears to be beyond your control. And it appears to be absolutely very, very real. And yet, once again, it is an illusion. Because of course, to hide from the understanding of the creation process, this makes it appear to be real. More real than any of the other realities that you are experiencing, any other of the vibrational levels of consciousness that are available for you to experience. And so when you leave this conscious state and enter into that between incarnation state, even that level, you believe in belief systems and influencing the reality that you are experiencing. However, that level, it becomes very difficult for you to continue to sustain the illusionary reality. Because you are as close as you can be, you are understanding who and what you truly are, and from still existing within these vibrational levels. That level of consciousness, you are in a position, if you wish, to choose there's not to change this vibrational level, to return to what you refer to is an incarnation of people to leave this vibrational level. That's an explanation of this for the new belief in time and space. It's very difficult to give you an explanation that is absolute and that is accurate. However, it is sufficient to allow you to understand that you exist at this vibrational level by choice. Your choice. You have the capacity to make the choice to leave this vibrational level. You did not enter into this vibrational level because you wanted to learn something. There's no such thing that you have to progress to become enlightened, that you have to somehow become better than what you are. Each of you is already there is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation who is any more or any less than what each of you are in this vibrational level. You are all that is. Even that is even divine. To suggest that you are all that is, or to suggest that you are all one, is to suggest that you do not have individuality or individual personality, or that you are individual consciousness. Yes, you are. Yes, you are one. You are all that is. You are united. And yet you are separate. You are all that is, and consequently you are also nothing. You can not have one without the other. You are everything. The talk of consciousness that you are defies explanation, but it's an experience that you can have. Defies explanation to the utilization of the vocabulary. You won't find it written down in a book. You won't find it by listening to somebody one time coming from another vibrational level and attempting to explain to you who and what we are and who and what you are. But defies explanation because it's an experience. It's an experience of experiencing an action with absolute unconditional love. And each of you has that capacity to gain that understanding. You won't gain it by reading through a book or listening to various texts. You gain it by going within some mind. Go within some mind. That funk of consciousness that you are. Make that connection. Utilize various techniques, whatever it is that you choose. Become involved in that altered state of consciousness, participation. You are indeed altering your consciousness while it's away. Altering your consciousness while at the same time maintaining your awareness so that you can remember what it is that you experience. This reality you experience in your own consciousness is simply the very damage of your beliefs and belief systems. Created by the consciousness that you are. If you choose to become involved in this vibrational level, you choose to enter into to remain in this vibrational level. You're not put here. It's not necessary that you stay. There's no entity which is suggesting that you must cast a certain test before you can leave this vibrational level. You choose to be in this vibrational level and choose to continue to exist in this vibrational level. And once again, this is the very unique vibrational level because of that electromagnetic type of energy that you put in by. What you allow you to do is to experience once again a range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in control. And once again, like our analogy of entering into an theater and understanding that what you see projected upon that screen is not original. You can grasp that understanding, you can grasp that concept. which is saying that the reality that you experience in this particular object rather than mixed level in your awakened consciousness that is similar to what it is that you experience in that theater. Only in your awakened consciousness it is this abstraction level you choose through various beliefs and belief systems to believe that you're not in control. This is you and you're not in control. When you believe you're not in control, and the range of emotions and feelings is available to you, is not available if you understand that you're in control. So you exist in this operational level for a very simple reason. That is the possibility of experiencing intense ranges of emotions and feelings that are not available in any other vibrational level for all of the passions where the entity is involved in that particular experience and those particular vibrational levels understand that they are in absolute control of the reality that they experience. There is one unique difference, and it's one that begs the question from our perspective why you would ever choose to exist in this vibrational level. You see, in our vibrational level, and in all of the other vibrational levels, the only particular emotion that we experience that continues to grow to be absolutely intense is the understanding if we come to a position of absolutely unconditional love. If you, existing within your vibrational level, choose to hide for that understanding in order to make this reality real so that you can experience those other intense range of emotions and feelings. It seems like such a simple explanation. It seems like it's kind of weird. We're suggesting that you exist in this vibrational level simply through the human experience in the intense range of emotions that you believe is really that simple. We would suggest, yes, we would answer it. We would also suggest that you look at any activity which you're involved in. Absolutely anyone. Be it your comments, be it your interaction with your friends and families, any particular activity that you're involved in or you choose to be involved in, if you break it down to why you're involved in it, why you're participating, why you're choosing that experience, it's because eventually there is a particular emotion or feeling that you choose to experience. Without exception. And we would challenge that of you to apply that principle to any of the realities that you experience in this vibrational level. The things that you will become most difficult in accepting the responsibility for are those ones that you in your awakened consciousness state perceive as being negative. Less than desirable. Yes, I would suggest once again that the spark of consciousness that you are is not a judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, that grants to you that which you desire, based upon your beliefs, based upon your attitudes, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, all interacting with each other. To influence your reality, to influence your beliefs and belief systems, become ultimately the responsible for the creation of your reality. Any individual which various techniques attempting to find a way to understand the beliefs, to alter beliefs in order to alter the reality. Any understand that absolutely and have that experience alteration in the reality by altering their attitude and belief, by altering their choices and decisions and their thoughts and feelings, they understand that absolutely that can influence what it is that they desire. They understand it readily. That the utilization of your imagination can assist in creation of that reality. Not only can, but does. Many times, it's the expectation that you could create that for responsibility becomes difficult. It's that passion that's the key to that realistic reaction from the water state of consciousness. And many times, once again, expectation can be the most difficult of the aspects of the necessary elements that is required to create the reality and the new reality from the awakened consciousness. So many people go through attempting various techniques that they can utilize to reinforce their belief systems or to reinforce their attitude or to reinforce their imagination and their desires and their desire to bring into the reality. They go through the reinforcement of the various techniques that are involved in this lesson. For example, be they guided meditation or individual meditation. They use various other techniques of suggestion. There are multiple techniques that are utilized to create the reality. The irony of it is once again, this reality is an illusion. The method or technique that you utilize is not compassion. Compassion is your belief in the attitude, in the technique that you utilize and to apply to help the system create your reality and bring into you the reality that you desire. It's important. If you believe that the technique you utilize will work for you. Once again, he uses the analogy. But it's like you're about to embark on your journey across the body of life. And then walk into the chair, there's a huge bank of palm. And you don't know how far this journey is going to be or what you're going to experience upon that journey. So many people run up and down the shore and they investigate the various vessels that are anchored to the shore. Some are really concerned that it has to be something that's completely out of it. It's wild. You know, you never know what you're going to have out there. We want to pull through. We want to have a decision. We want to be able to be sure that we're going to survive this passage, this trip that we're about to embark on. So there's a difficulty in next man's life because it's always proposing, choosing which one is the right one. But the next individual who comes down on this message is not in the I believe, that vessel will accomplish what it is that I desire to achieve. And they utilize my vessel. The irony of it is, that you could walk across the water. It's an illusion. So, the technique that you choose to utilize is not nearly as important as your belief that technique would work. The reality you experience is a reflection in the belief you hold. And it may not be what you will do. There is no judging whether it is good or bad. If you wish to believe that you have guides and angels that are influencing and creating your reality, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's an illusion. You can have, not only can have, but do have whatever it is that you desire. If you believe there's some entity out there that's creating your reality, or you are having an influence on your reality, go for it. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's an illusion. You can have whatever it is that you desire. You have all kinds of experiences of that you believe. You see, that's the irony of it. Many individuals sit down and they will vex and argue that it can't be that way because I can validate my experience of delegating my belief system to the truth in your heart, and that other individual can have exactly the opposite claim that whatever it is that they experience is validating their belief system. So whatever you can't realize. And so it goes back and forth. The irony of it is that it's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your individual beliefs and belief systems that is responsible for those experiences that you have in your day-to-day activities. That once again are a result of what it is you believe. So if you believe that you not in control, that you have some entity that is guiding you through every step of your existence, you continuously have various experiences that carry that belief. If on the other hand you believe that you are in control, that you have the capacity to consciously influence your reality, and you experience all types of back-to-back activities that carry that belief system. It's not right or wrong. The right or wrong, good or bad, is an awakened consciousness, the self of consciousness that is wrong, the very death, given to you that which you desire. The irony of it is, this is all an illusion. That's the irony. It's all an illusion. Many times, individuals will ask the question, coming back to the basic of this experience that you're having in this vibrational level. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. That this reality is illusionary. You cannot fail. You absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding of some existence in your various levels of consciousness. You cannot fail. This is not a pass or fail test that you're invoking. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. Everything else in this reality is an illusion. Except for three, you create your reality. You cannot be able to come to that understanding. The only other limitation to your creation is your imagination. It's really that simple. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. You exist because you choose to be here. You exist because you desire to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that is only possible when you believe in your awakened consciousness aesthetic that you're not in control. It's an illusion. That meaning is significant, absolutely not. It's unique. The vibrational level that you exist in is unique. It does not exist for all of the other vibrational levels. And we as the entity that has never experienced existence in your vibrational level are interested. We to our kind of lives have that capacity to experience these intense modes of emotion and feelings, and in return without the hint capacity and that opportunity to touch that consciousness, to give him the opportunity to experience that understanding and interaction of unconditional love. So we exchange, because we are interested in your vibrational level, because we are interested in those intense ranges of emotions and feelings, but not interested enough to attempt to accept. Absolutely not. Now, we would give you a moment or two. If you wish, we would be heard and to answer any questions that you might have for us. And in the meantime, we will remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by vibrational level, which you choose to interact with us, you have a to express or intend, and we would welcome this opportunity to interact and to exchange with each of you. So we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with me.